This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
It's the home of the binary trigger, Set Loose, the Militia Line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This would normally be the weaponized woman, but I don't think we have the weaponized woman, do we? We don't have the weaponized woman yet. So, since we do have her guest, I will introduce her guest. I have interviewed him a couple times on video. I've always wanted him to be a guest on the show, but he's always wanted to do video. But today, he's on the show. So joining me from Terran Tactical Innovations is Terran Butler. How are you, young man?
Great. Thank you for letting me come on the show. It really means a lot to me. Your show's awesome.
I appreciate it myself. I'm trying to get Keita right now. I have no idea what Keita was going to talk to you about. I have been following all the training you've been doing at Terran Tactical Innovations.
Thank you.
I want to know, just between you and me, I want to know what the fascination is with the YouTube kids, because the YouTube kids come out there and train with you all the time, and they seem like they're pretty good, to be honest with you. They seem like they're pretty quick learners, like Splack, for example. I think his real name is Jean Robert or something like that.
Yeah.
Are they doing this?
Bunch of them. They kind of came through some of the other friends of mine, said, would you like them to come out? And they seem really nice people and become friends with them, and they come out and shoot and do their thing. And I'm just trying to show our world. I've done three gun for 30 years, and I love it. And I just want to put that out there. And if I can get it out there through big platforms of people and show them what we do, that isn't about whatever they think it was, and it's fun. It's also something that could be useful if the world comes to an end, which seems like it's going to any minute, and show our world to them that isn't like your typical indoor range, which is boring, one paper target, one shot per second, or if there's some people in our industry that just don't put on a good view of what we do, and it's just whatever. I'm just trying to show it in a fun way, but also make them good shooters. And also if they're scared of it. Like one girl, I didn't know who she was, she came out, Summer Rae, didn't have no idea she had 25 million followers. She's just cute, fun-loving, just sweet girl, utterly stunning. And she came out with a guy, Bradley Martin, and we shot, and she's had a great time. And at least she knows how to now handle a gun, clear a gun. So if she's at some big mega party and some bozo finds a gun in the room or something, not that this would happen, but at least she would maybe be able to go, hey, put it down. Let me get the mag out. Let me get the one out of the chamber. Let's make this safe. Not that that happens, but there's a slight possibility it could happen. And they enjoy shooting. A lot of these people, you know, do different projects and TV shows and film things, and you know, they want to look good. You know, I'm trying to one at a time to show the other world what we do and have them go, you know what, this is pretty cool. It's not just I hate gun people, they're scum. You know, like I'm just trying to do that the best I can.
Well, I mean, Summer Rae is a little itty bitty girl. What is she like, 20 years old? And Bradley Martin is almost a bodybuilder, a professional bodybuilder grade big dude. Can he shoot?
Yeah, he's good. I mean, they've only been out here. She came out once. He's been out a couple times. It's coming together. You know, he's got the right size hands, and he's dedicated. He's going to come out again pretty soon. But he does well. He's accurate. Towards the end, he got really good. Only guy ever that was the craziest phenom that ever walked the earth, and it's not just Keanu or whatever. Because Keanu, you know, wasn't like the super phenom. He's just dedicated. He puts that work in. This guy doesn't put any work in, but just rolls up as the phenom shooter that ever walked the earth is Lewis Hamilton, F1 six-time world champion race car driver. Holy fucking shit. Like, 5 hours by the end of it, he's literally A-class or master-class level, pistol, rifle, shotgun. It was nuts. Like, if I had more time with that guy, it's insane. Like, it's obviously something to do with his, you know, he's not a great race car driver just because he's just a guy. I mean, he's got crazy hand-eye coordination, and that transcended to the shooting. So he could see faster than normal people. And one thing Dave Savigny said to me a long time ago when I, you know, shot in the Super Squad for 100 years is, like, that the top shooters can see things faster than normal people. And I think that's the same thing with a race car driver or someone in a sports element, probably a basketball player or something, or a fighter, could see that punch moment for opening to whack somebody. Like Chuck Liddell was here the other day, and in his prime, he was my favorite fighter of all time. So it's just some of that transcends into the UFC fighters and things like that. And sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, it's my opinion.
Just so you know, I'm actually a terrestrial radio show. There's certain things we can and can't say, so... I would appreciate it if if we don't say some of those things, Taryn. That would be good. That'd be quite helpful. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, what did I say?
You were using the slang term for sex.
Sex?
The F-bomb? The F-bomb?
Oh, did I say the F-word? Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Apologies for that. Taryn, when he's describing things, Taryn gets quite exuberant. And I have had many conversations with him where he gets that kind of exuberant. Have you got TV yet?
I know when to switch it. So I've been doing so many lately that they don't care. So now I'll go back to the good old days of like doing like Shooting USA and stuff like that.
Thank you, sir. Did we get TV? I was giving you the wrong phone number, Kyle. After all this time, I couldn't give you the right number. We got Keto? One thing. No. Even with that other number? Okay. You recently went through a... you had to rebuild your range. You had to rebuild Taryn Tactical.
Yeah. In October, around Halloween time, we had the Easy Street fire come through. The electric company just decided to, like, let's just cause fires all around California. And... their electric box or something burned, and it was, of course, on a day with 60-mile-an-hour winds, and I get woken up by Nicolina at 6 in the morning to the most insane day of my life, pretty much. I've been through some wild shit in my life. Sorry, stuff. But fire department's here out front. It's blowing like crazy. The guy runs up, get out of here now, evacuate! And it's insane fire coming over the hill, blowing embers everywhere, and... total insanity, scariest one of the. I've been through 7 fires. This one is with the top 2 and probably the worst. And the weirdest thing is we were able to save like my wooden crappy trailer that I used to live in that's here that I still have animals living in and people living in, and we saved that. But then the container around the back of it, which is a metal 20-inch Tonics container, burned with 30 years of unbelievable, awesome ammunition I've stockpiled as my private stash of Black Hills and the old original, like, Black Talons for just nostalgia and Triton hollow points and all this wonderful burn, blew up. Fire department came, they had a hose ready to go, and they go, nope, can't touch it. I'm like, why? There's ammo there. I'm like, oh, no. They saw that it was a container they could see that said Fiocchi and Federal, and I guess their policy is they just stay away, and they just walk away with fire hoses. I'm like, no way. So it starts blowing up, and it's burning the house down. I got my cat Tinker Boy in there, and he's so silly, and one other cat, the Powder Poof, his sister.
Taryn, hang on for me. Hang on for me a second.
We're coming. The drive-bys, putting it out while these bullets are whacking me in the back. But thank God I had this old, like, crappy old cowboy jacket I grabbed off some shelf of junk I never wear, and it was so thick the bullets didn't penetrate. One actually went into the wall.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Yeah. Coming up on the break. And we do have Tara. We do have Keita now, so we will resume the weaponized woman when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold
our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are back with the weaponized woman. We do have Keita now, but we... And I need to do a little disclaimer here, and we're trying to fix this right now as we go. I am the only one of my kind in multi-market that does a live radio show about gun talk as many hours a week as I do. So when sometimes when people come on my show, they don't understand that this is not just a podcast. This is actually a live radio show, which is... it's actually controlled, and we have to live by the rules of the FCC. So, for that reason, we're just going to move on. And now we're joined again by Keita Bussey. How's that going?
Good. Yeah, and it's my responsibility to explain that to my guests, and I dropped the ball, and that was my fault, and I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I've had many conversations with Taryn, and I mean that sometimes that's when he gets sort of lost in conversation. That's the way he goes. It never occurred to me that that might be the way it went. But you know what? We're going to try to fix that right now here in just a second, because I have a producer par excellence on it. So what have you been doing this week?
Mostly just training. I've been working out, hitting the gym really hard for the last couple of weeks. This workout is making my butt look big. doing a lot of dry fire training, trying to get ready for nationals.
Nationals? Is that like an? They haven't canceled nationals yet, or are they?
Nope. Nationals is still on. It's going to be in October, so I'm competing at the national level for USPSA in a pistol competition.
Right. I would imagine shooting in competition, since it's all outdoors, would be a pretty safe thing, because it's all, you're all out there in the UV rays and it's just burning everything off. It's one of those great things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's very safe. We have all these safety rules in place, and if you don't follow them, you get sent home. So it's very extremely rare for anything unsafe to happen.
I was thinking about that the other day, as far as your book and the way you try to teach movement and everything. And when I was in the martial arts, we used to train to kick people in the head. Not because we would actually do that in a fight, but if you could successfully kick people in the head while you were training, while you were free sparring with them, then kicking them in the ribs or kicking them below the waist was an easier thing to do if you trained to excess. Is this why a lot of people come to you and train for, you train a bunch of tactical types? And when you're training tactical types, do you change anything about your curriculum compared to what I saw?
A little bit, yeah. And I think we've talked about this before. So you'll see in a lot of tactical training classes, they have 20 guys on a line facing a target and engaging the target head on. And that's how police officers and a lot of the military are trained. So then when they're put in a live scenario, they feel like they have to get in front of their target rather than taking a transverse shot, which is actually a better shot because a lot of times the opponent is going to be wearing body armor. And most of the time, the transverse side of the body is not covered in body armor, so that's actually the best shot to take. Plus, then you have the element of surprise. So a lot of these guys will get out in the field and they'll think, well, I can't take that shot. I have to be standing in front of my target because that's what I do on the range in practice. And they don't learn all these techniques, and they don't really learn how to de-escalate or yell out commands, or if they're going for cover, they're trained to shoot on the move, you know, doing the roll step, heel to toe, as they're moving toward cover and then taking a knee behind cover. But in a real-life scenario, that doesn't happen. You run for cover, dive behind it, and then maybe after the fact you take a knee. But you're not going to roll step to cover and then take a knee casually. It just doesn't happen that way in real life. So instead, you have to learn how to get into and out of all of these really awkward positions efficiently and still be able to maintain cover, or if you need to change positions, backing directly away from cover so they can't see you, and then making yourself a smaller target as you move laterally to another position of cover. Things like that that a lot of our guys just aren't trained in and don't think about. Then again, if you're playing a video game, you just naturally do that. But in real life, these guys don't do that.
I imagine. Have you decided if you're going to get involved in hand-to-hand?
I am. So I've done some training with it, and I plan to do more. I plan to continue working with Vince, who has an amazing technique. Of course, he has done all of the martial arts training. He's done all of the hand-to-hand combat training, and he has sort of married the two to make something even more efficient. So in martial arts and the way police are trained, it's defensive. In the military, it's offensive. And I think we talked about this with the OODA loop before, where if you're in a store and somebody walks in with a gun, the way to handle it is to attack, to go straight at them, because they're expecting everyone to do what they say, hit the floor, take cover, run away. They're not expecting someone to come at them. They're not expecting the attack. And the way he teaches things is attack. It's offensive. It's not defensive. Of course, de-escalation and avoidance is the first priority, but if that doesn't work, then this is his main technique that he teaches.
That's interesting. I like that. I like that a lot. So are you going to continue, and I'm asking this because I know that you've been thinking about different things, but are you going to continue to run your Tanfolio, or are you still working towards getting the CZ?
Okay, so the CZ is...
I tell you what, I just looked at the time. I just asked you. You hang on to that. You answer that when we get back. We're talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. We'll talk about her book and her website that we haven't put out yet when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders. The president saying they've been taken out by the thousands.
This is probably the meanest, worst gang anywhere in the world, the MS-13 group. And a big dent is put in them. It took place over the last few days and really over the last year. Heavy focus on MS-13. They're an evil group of people. They're sick. They're deranged. And we're taking care of it.
With a spike in COVID-19 cases making an indoor Republican National Convention less likely, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, Mark Lauder, says they'll do what's needed to keep everyone safe.
We don't know what the coronavirus is going to look like in 6 weeks when the convention takes place. So the question is going to be, we'll be prepared.
USA Radio News. The president says he's about to take action on an immigration issue. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After the U.S. High Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA policy, which protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
He didn't elaborate on the order in that exclusive interview with CBS News, but did say that the U.S. immigration system would be a mess if former VP Joe Biden was to win the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart will require customers to wear face masks inside all of their United States and Sam's Club stores starting July 20th, becoming the largest company to impose restrictions amid a surge in coronavirus cases in several states across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and I just had asked her about changing guns because I know at one time you were talking about changing guns. I mean, how often does that actually happen in a competitive context?
It's pretty rare. So usually you find one that fits your hands and you stick to it. A lot of times, guys will be shooting the same gun for several years, and they get kind of bored with their division and are looking for a new challenge, so they switch divisions, let's say from production to limited or to carry optics or to open or something like that. Then they have to get a different gun to fit that division. But within your division, it's fairly rare to change guns. So I have had the Tanfoglios since 2010.
Wow.
And they're just kind of getting worn out, and I wanted to look at something new, and I really like the CZ Shadow 2. So one of my sponsors, the Ipsic store, got me a CZ Shadow 2, and I just need to get a trigger job so that I can reach the trigger when it's in double action. Because from the factory, I can't reach the trigger. My fingers are too small. But most people can. And I like these guns because they work right out of the box. Where the Tanfoglio is a great gun, but they do not work right out of the box. You have to get high power extractor springs, and you have to, there are a whole bunch of springs that you have to change out, and you have to get the right combination, and then you have to measure some of the parts with calipers because they don't have standards in Italy to abide by. So sometimes things are just slightly out of spec, and then you have to replace them to make it run.
Yep. So now, are both guns that you are, is the gun that you've got coming and the gun that you have now, are they both double action, single action, or have they been adopted to just being single action? So why do you run, is that like a specialty category to run in?
It's production. So production is just a standard gun. It's a factory gun with factory parts.
So could you not?
They have recently changed the rules a little bit, so you can make a few external changes, but basically it's a factory gun.
Right.
So it's the cheapest division to shoot, the least expensive.
So could you shoot a single action gun?
I could, yes.
So I'm curious, why don't you? I mean, just out of curiosity, your friend, I can't remember his name, out in Las Vegas that is so fast that he outpaces the actual gun itself.
Marco.
Marco. Does he run single action guns?
Sometimes. He can run anything. So the difference between the double action and the striker fired guns is the striker fired guns are a little bit easier to transition, but the metal guns hold steadier on the target. It's easier to be more accurate. It just takes a little bit more effort to move the gun around because it's heavier. So I take the added weight so that I can have the accuracy and just get stronger.
Yeah. I have wondered about that with you, just simply because you told me before about your finger not being able to reach the trigger, and I'm just my first thought is single action trigger.
Right.
And I mean, you know, CZ has got a gun, and I've mentioned this before. CZ has something coming out. Or they've already got it. It's so popular nobody can get it, but it's called the Dan Wesson DWX, which is basically the CZ Shadow and the Dan Wesson single action trigger in it. That would be perfect for you.
Yeah? Hey, don't poop on the floor, dog.
is that code? Is that code for, no, I don't want that gun, Bill?
No, that's my puppy trying to sniff around and poop on the floor.
I see.
Live radio, dog trying to poop. Sorry.
Yes, that's quite mild compared with what we had to deal with. So anyway. Anyway. I have wondered about that before with you, because especially since I've seen you shoot. And I think you'd be really, really blazing fast if you were to have single action. Does that matter in competition?
For a while. I did shoot a Glock 34 for a while. So the other nice thing, I mean, you can get really nice triggers on a striker-fired gun, but the triggers are just so much easier to make nice on the metal guns. I find that sometimes they get kind of squishy on the striker-fired guns because everything's made out of plastic.
Right. Well, I'm talking about a lot but like a 1911 type gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you have to, if it's not double action, single action, then you have to turn on a safety and turn it off during the draw, which I've done before when I shot in limited division. I had to hit the safety on the draw, which wasn't that big of a deal.
I do find myself having trouble with that sometimes, but, you know. I have shot the CZ Shadow. I know why you want to carry the CZ Shadow. Maybe they could take the trigger. Well, would that be a modification if they took the trigger and converted it to single action only? Did we lose Keita? I guess we lost Keita. All right, well. Sometimes, you know, this is the drama of live radio. Right now, we have such a flurry of activity going on, but we're going to save the day. That's not a problem. We're going to save the day, but yeah, I've seen Keita shoot, and when she's pulling the trigger on that double action gun, she's really, really, really fast. But okay, just in time. Well, I tell you what, we got a minute here, so we haven't been able to do this yet. Put out the website.
It's 180firearmstraining.com.
And the book.
It is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon.
Okay. That book is, listen, for all of you that are new to shooting and everything, I spend so much time shooting that I had forgotten that sometimes you might need movement. And in the military, they teach you movement, and I just forgot that. And Keita's way of going about it is almost clinical. It's all based upon, if Bruce Lee wrote a book about how to shoot and move, it would be this book. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you break it down in a way that a lot of martial artists would. I can completely understand why some people get it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners.
Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. Like a long this is Lock and Load. This part of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman.
What's up?
Now you understand what I talk about when I say the drama of live radio, don't you?
Right, right.
Yeah?
Say again?
What were you about to say?
I just did a podcast with a show in South Africa, and just out of curiosity, this was a podcast with video, so
right.
Out of curiosity, at the end of the show, I said, okay, everyone stand up. There were five of us total on the show. I wanted to see if anyone was not wearing pants.
Right.
I was kind of disappointed we were all wearing pants, but in fairness, it is very cold there. But, yeah. Nobody wears pants anymore. It's not just me. Since COVID, nobody wears pants.
Yeah, because everybody, I've seen that. I've seen a lot of guys that have to do their stuff out of home, and it's quite interesting to watch them because they'll have, like, a pair of gym shorts on with a Brooks Brothers jacket and, you know,
exactly.
Button-down shirt and a tie, and they forget that they're right now in a head-shoulder shop, and they forget, maybe they didn't tell them, hey, we're pulling live off of you now, or we'll still be live with you, and they stand up, and you're like, oh, so you like Nike, huh?
Or there's a mirror behind them, and they're standing up, and you can see everything in the mirror, and it's full length.
Right.
And they have no idea.
Now, while I'm thinking about it, do you still have a ammo sponsor wanting to needing to push some ammo? Because I know you had a coupon code there for a while.
Oh, yes. Supervel Ammunition. If you go to supervelammunition.com, punch in the discount code KITA. It's capital K-I-T-A. And you'll get 5% off. If you live in an area like New York or California, they can deliver it through your FFL. You can still receive the ammo even in those, you know, non-U.S. parts of the country. And you just email them and let them know that you want it sent there, and they'll take a different route to get it to you.
Even if it's in California?
Even in California, New York, New Jersey, Chicago.
I thought they had tried to... I know they got a background check with ammunition now. I don't know exactly how that works, but...
Well, it's going through an FFL, and then they get it to you that way. If you live in any of those places.
I can't tell you anything about it now, but I talked to our friends Eric and Vince today.
Oh, you did?
Something is in the works. I can't tell you what it is. I can tell you offline. I can tell you offline, but I can't tell you right now.
They sent me the most amazing Lego set for building stages.
I saw that.
It's the coolest present I've ever gotten in my life.
So is this what you're going to be? Where did I see that on? Was that on Instagram or on Facebook?
It was on both. Actually, my daughter Pixie built a stage, and I took a picture of it and posted it.
So what Keita is referring to is that when Keita was at Columbia, she was the one setting up the stages these guys were running through. And it was just all coming out of her head, or if she'd done it before, something like that. Now she's got this little set where she can build these mock-ups of these stages. And is all of that going to be to some sort of scale or something that you'll be able to work with, and it'll work pretty well when you put it together?
Yeah, all the pieces are in a particular scale, so they're all within a certain ratio. So all I have to do is make a grid to set them up on, and that will automatically tell whoever I'm sending it to exactly where to set everything.
Well,
so usually my students can't help me build a stage because I make them up as I go, and I never build the same course of fire more than one time.
Right.
They're all original ideas. So if I can have this little Lego set to play with, then I can just, you know, sit at my kitchen table and play around, take a picture and send it to the place I'm putting on the class, and they can set it up before I even arrive.
So in these competitive matches, there are no stages that are ever the same twice.
Correct. Except classifiers, which are standards. They're national standards.
Right. And would a, like, the reason I'm asking is, like, the course you set up was like a big C-shaped thing where you were, you know, going left, stopping as you came back, and then going and shooting on the move and then coming around all the way out front and finishing the stage. Are qualifiers, are they set up like that, or is it just pretty much just shooting at a target while you're standing in one spot?
Most of them are stand and shoot. We have a couple of new ones that have a tiny bit of movement in them, but not much. It's just harder to make it standardized if you're moving around on a stage.
Right. I get that. With the how much equipment does it take to set up one of these stages?
I usually use, well, I build a medium course, so there are short courses, medium courses, and long courses. So the medium courses are about 24 rounds or so, and that's what I usually build for my classes. And the reason it's set up like that is to match flow, so you don't get backed up waiting on the squad ahead of you to finish shooting the stage.
Right.
So if you have, you know, three 32-round stages in a row that are long courses, you're going to get backed up waiting on all the other stages. Or if you have a lot of moving parts that have to be reset after each shooter, you're going to get backed up waiting on them. So that's why you mix in the short and the medium courses in a certain ratio to keep the flow nice and smooth throughout the day. But typically mine is 24 rounds.
Gotcha.
Does that answer your question?
It does. I find that kind of stuff interesting because I'm not a competitor. The one time I've tried to compete was a bowling pin match. So it's basically just a quick draw and try to knock the bowling pins down.
Yeah, those are really fun.
They are. But the other thing now, and I discovered this, and I haven't even had a chance to tell you about this. You know how I was having to sit down all the time when I was in Columbia with you guys observing them train? Well, I'm getting that fixed. My spine was compressing, and I have had my spine decompressed now 3 times.
Oh, wow.
When they do the spine decompression, it's a little bit like enhanced interrogation technique because it really, really, really hurts. And then there's a little bit of electricity involved with the TENS unit, and then some cracking is involved, and I'm taller now.
Did you tell him everything they wanted to know?
Say what?
Did you tell him everything they wanted to know?
If what they wanted to know was a bunch of grunts and pain sounds, then yes, they've heard everything they were looking for. Because I was not able to actually form English language words in that particular instance. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you're getting it fixed.
Well, I was getting to a point to where I was beginning to, it wasn't getting any better. This has been going on since 2013. I thought it was because I was big and out of shape and old. And it that contributes a little bit to it. But, I was 3 inches shorter than I am today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
So the next time I'm hanging out with you, I'll be able to look at the top of your head.
You're a growing boy.
I was definitely a compressed boy. Plus the other part is that I breathe better, I move better. I was getting very upset when I took Steve's class. I had a lot of issues with that. I want to go train with people, and when you can't walk, that's hard to train.
Makes it tough, yeah.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, give out the website and the book one more time, please, ma'am.
Website is 180firearmstraining.com. The book is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Buffy, available on Amazon. Or you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to order a book, to have it personalized, that will say, I like you better than Bill Frady.
All of them say that.
Or to set up a class.
Yeah, all of them say that. Thank you very much for joining me. We managed to pull it off. Thank you.
We did it.
Yeah. Weaponite. Thank you much. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.